friends. I am the great Brundini. And this is my lovely assistant. Insert name here. Ow. And get on with it before I insert fist here. Isn't she lovely? And now, ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be amazed.
Dude, I'm already amazed.
And now, for my first trick, I will perform the mystery of the disappearing egg. Hey, I can't find it.
It disappeared? Awesome!
Dude, he's pretty good.
And so, with a stronger emphasis on academics, combined with a guest lecture series and more healthful foods in the vending machines, I think we can all reach our goals. If you elect me to be your student body president, thank you.
Well, that was wonderful, Dana. If I was in high school, I'd vote for you. Wasn't that wonderful, Frank?
Well, it was good, but I have one major political difference with you, Dana. About this vending machine thing. You're not going to get rid of those little peanut butter crackers, are you?
And risk losing the Skippy vote? Never.
If you ask me, student government is a total waste of time. The only people who care about it are geeks. It's government of the geeks, by the geeks, for the geeks.
Thank you, JT, for that bicentennial moment.
Hey, now listen, pal, if you don't like the way student government works, you can always run for president and change it.
Yeah, right, Dad.
Well, why not? Politics is in the Lambert blood. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was elected president of the Milwaukee Tile and Grout Association.
Ah, well, now that explains the Secret Service protection.
Forget it, Dad. I have no interest in student government. I've got better things to do with my time.
Like detention.
That's one.
And extra chores for not telling your dad about your detention.
That's another.
Well, I've practiced my speech and gotten JT in trouble. Not bad for a morning's work. With a stronger emphasis on academics, combined with a guest lecture series and more healthful foods in the vending machines, I think we can all reach our goals. If you elect me to be your student body president. Thank you.
Boy, I thought she was boring at home.
You know, I'm sick of this. Every year, same speeches, different geeks.
Yeah, I mean, who cares about longer library hours?
The salad bar in the cafeteria.
Yeah, I want shorter library hours and a topless bar in the cafeteria.
Now you're talking. Yeah, JT, you should run.
Maybe I will.
All right, settle down, settle down. I'd like to thank the declared candidates for their fine speeches. If anyone else would like to throw their hat in the ring, this is your last opportunity.
Excuse me, Dr. Weber. I'd like to run.
All right, JT.
Go for it.
Settle down. Mr. Lambert, are you serious, or is this one of those wonderful jokes you're so famous for?
I'll tell you what the joke is. These candidates. Yeah. Now, I know you're all a little surprised to see me up here, but look at these candidates. Look at them. Now, I have nothing in common with these people, and I don't think any of you do either. Who cares about longer library hours? You want longer hours for something? Leave the gym open on weekends so we don't have to keep breaking in. Now, I'm not an A student like them. I'm a C student. That means average. How many of you are C students?
I got it.
There we go. That's why they call it average.
I'm only a D student, but I like what the smart guy's saying.
Yeah! Look, I'm just a regular guy. Your average Joe Schmo. We're all Joe Schmoes, and it's time that someone represented us, and I'm just a Schmo to do it.
Oh,
good, Karen. Hey, would you help me?
Sure.
I want to do this magic trick that Brendan showed me. It's the famous escape from the handcuffs trick. You know, usually you do it locked in a trunk under 30 feet of water, but I don't want to mess up the kitchen.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Oh, just handcuff me this chair right here.
Cody, are you sure you know what you're doing?
Sure. The secret is you just hide the key where the audience can't see it.
Where'd you hide the key?
Oh, no. Good magician never divulges his secrets.
Okay.
Although she does pose a very interesting question.
Oh, man, Cody, I'll tell you. Sometimes being a contractor stinks. Every single client had a complaint today. The door sticks, the windows painted shut, the toilet tips over when I sit on it. Like everything that goes wrong is my fault.
Frank, this is all your fault.
Uncle Frank, looks like you're in for a little harshing from the missus, huh?
Cody, could you excuse us for a minute, please?
What? No problem. Just gonna borrow this for a second.
Carol, do you have any idea why Cody is handcuffed to one of our chairs?
I don't know. He's Cody ate peaches for a whole month. Who knows why he does anything? All I want to know is why is JT running against Dana for student body president?
JT? My JT? That's impossible, honey. He's a bonehead. Why would JT run for president?
Because his father, Bonehead Senior, told him to. Thanks to you, we've got dueling campaigns in our living room.
Gee, you don't want me to ask him to withdraw, do you?
Well, no. Geez, you know, we've been trying to get our kids to get along for over a year, and now because of this election, they're acting like they hate each other.
Carol, that's not acting. They do hate each other. But, honey, the important thing is that we don't end up hating each other.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
We can't let our kids' fight become our fight.
Mother, will you come in here, please?
Coming! Mother, will you tell the Pillsbury schmo boy to move his campaign somewhere else?
Oh, right. Dad, tell little Alpo Annie to stop sniffing around my side of the room.
All right, you guys, you're going to hash this out on your own. Carol and I are not getting involved.
What do you mean you're not getting involved? Mom, aren't you interested in what I'm doing at school?
Well, yes, I'm interested, but I'm not taking sides. Frank and I are just here to observe the democratic process in action.
Well, thank you, Diane Sawyer.
Hey, Dad, how's this for JT's campaign slogan? Just say schmo.
Hey, that is terrific. I think you got yourself a winner.
Frank, it sounds like you're taking sides.
Oh, right. Interesting slogan. And back to you, Diane.
I finished the flyers, Mr. President.
Oh, Mr. President. That has a nice ring to it.
So does the bathtub when you're done with it.
Ooh, mudslinging, the last resort of a total loser.
Hey, JT, if you're going to make cracks like that,
Carol.
I am going to have to ignore them.
Dana, I'm calling around asking kids if they plan to vote for.
Great. Where do I stand?
Well, I've got some good news and bad news. The good news is you have unanimous support of the math club, the Latin club, and the chess club.
What's the bad news?
Altogether, that's only 2 votes.
2 votes? Who's everybody voting for?
JT. Apparently, there are a lot more schmoes out there than we thought. It seems like there's some sort of schmoball effect.
Don't worry about the polls, Dana. The only poll that counts is the one on election day. Just ask Michael Dukakis.
Well, Dad, still want to remain neutral, or would you like to be part of the winning team?
No, I agreed not to get involved. Besides, the way this thing is going, you got this puppy in the bag.
Well, what's
that supposed to mean?
Well, come on now, Carol. It's pretty obvious JT's gonna win. The people have spoken. The fat lady has sung. Dana's sort of like one of those deer caught in the headlights of an oncoming truck, and JT's driving.
Ow! Okay, Frank, if that's your idea of impartial, I have a few impartial things to say myself. Dana is going to kick JT's butt.
Yeah!
No way!
Way!
Carol, I'm so sorry about what happened yesterday. I never should have taken JT's side. I was a jerk. Clawed. A pig, yes. The whole thing is just totally my fault. Listen, Carol.
Look, before you say anything, I just want to apologize for yesterday. The whole thing was totally my fault.
Well, yeah. But I forgive you, honey.
Good. Frank. What do you have behind your back?
Flowers. A guy at work gave them to me.
You were going to apologize to me, weren't you?
Well, yeah. No, come on, honey. We both messed up. We let the kids suck us right into their fight.
Yeah, you're right. All right, no matter who wins the election, it'll be a victory for the whole family, right?
That's right. It's not Fosters versus Lamberts. It's one family, united. Lamberts and Fosters.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are looking at the new student body president. Yes, J.T. Lambert!
All right! Lambert's win! Lambert's win! Lambert's win! Oh, my God, I'm a jerk.
Well, J.T., I guess, the people have spoken. Congratulations.
Thanks, Carol.
Carol, I hope you don't think I celebrated too much.
Oh, no, no. It's understandable. He's your son, and you're happy for him.
Yeah, but there's happy, and then there's happy. If I end up sleeping on the couch, I won't be happy.
Oh, Frank. Don't be ridiculous. I mean, you're my husband. We share a bed. And if I were you, I'd bring a book.
Carol, I'm so sorry about what happened. I was a jerk, a claw, a pig. Don't forget that.
Hello, JT.
Hello, Dana.
Congratulations on your big win.
Gee, you seem to be taking this losing thing pretty well. Yeah, I mean, for a loser.
Well, I try and look at the bright side of things. I mean, like now, I have the wonderful opportunity of watching you try to do the job and fall flat on your, let's just say, face. They look the same.
What's the matter? You think only A student geeks can be president? Come on, the job's a no-brainer. Anybody can do it.
Have you read your job description and the bylaws?
Of course I have. What are you kidding? What bylaws?
Hey, I advise that you start with Chapter 2, Duties of the President. Take a look at the section on after-school and weekend meetings.
I have to work on weekends?
Oh, it gets better, your royal schmoness. Take a look at Section 5. Faculty lunches.
I have to eat with teachers? Oh, man.
You know, JT, if this is too big a job for you, you always have the option of quitting and letting the runner-up take over. Me.
No, no. I'm not giving in to you. I'd rather drop dead.
Hey, there we go. Another good option.
You don't want to miss the great Brandini. This could be his last show before bedtime.
Oh, Carol, here. I got a seat right here for you. Best seat in the house.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Brandini will now attempt his amazing egg trick.
again.
This is it, okay?
Now, if you'll notice, there is nothing up this sleeve, and nothing up this sleeve, and nothing in my hat.
Whoa. He did it again. This is the second time I've seen this egg trick, and every time he does it, he blows me away.
Hey, Uncle Frank.
Hello, Cody.
I know you've been having some friction with the missus, but the code man's got the answer that'll lead to love and kisses.
What exactly do you have in mind, Cody?
Now, the way I see it, you can't get Carol to stay in a room long enough to break out the love iron and smooth things out.
Right.
So, all you gotta do is put one cuff around your wrist and the other cuff around her wrist and voila! Oh, no. I did it again. Man, good thing I got a blowtorch out in my van.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, JT, what's up?
It's 9 o'clock on Sunday night, and I still have to do my homework. Being president bites.
Oh, come on, it can't be that bad.
It's a nightmare. Meetings, lunches, committees, I can't handle it.
Well, you could always resign.
Yeah, and admit Dana was right. No way. She'd never let me live it down.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Come on. Yes, she would, pal. Now, Dana's not the kind of person who would gloat. Well, you're right. She is. She'd take out those I told you so sticks and beat you like a drum.
Man, why'd I have to make such a big deal about winning?
Because, son, you are a Lambert. And what we Lamberts never seem to learn is that you gotta be nice to the people on the way up. Because you might be married to them on the way down. And son, we are going down.
Hey, Dana, you got a minute?
Sure. I've got all the time in the world. You're the one with the busy schedule, Mr. President.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I've given this a lot of thought, and I'm quitting.
Excuse me?
You heard me. I'm quitting!
You know, JT, I could have sworn you just said you were quitting. But why would you be quitting? Only an inept, incompetent boob would give up being student body president. Are you a boob, JT?
Yes.
What?
Yes, I'm a boob, all right? I couldn't handle it. I was in way over my head. I'm quitting and you can be president. Are you happy now?
I'm not sure. Could you say I'm a boob just one more time?
Look, you were right. There's a reason why kids like you run student government. It's hard work and it takes a lot of smarts. There's no place in it for schmoes like me. Must have been a total idiot to think I could be president.
Now, wait a minute, JT. That's not true.
You mean I'm not a total idiot?
Oh, no, you are a total idiot. But there has to be a place in student government for everyone, even schmoes like you. That's what I learned from your campaign.
You learned something from me?
Yeah. Like when you said the gym should be open on weekends, what you were really saying is that the school isn't responsive to the needs of all the kids.
I said that? Whoa, I'm pretty smart. Congratulations, Madam President.
Thanks. I can't wait to tell my mom I'm president.
I can't wait to tell my dad I'm not. Don't you guys have a bedroom?
Don't you?